This episode is sponsored by the Second Act Success podcast. I'm host and career transition coach, Shannon Russell. On the show, I share strategies to help you plan your career pivot so that you can produce your best life. I also have inspiring conversations with women who have made a career transition to find success. You can find the Second Act Success podcast wherever you listen. Now it's time for the Chasing Brighter podcast with your amazing hosts, Kelly and Jessica.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. May is going to be a fun month for us. We are focusing on diving into creativity and passion. Creativity is definitely something that Jesse and I feel strongly about. And although we're not artists by trade, we certainly have spent a lot of our lives doing a lot of creative things. And creativity can be really fulfilling. So when we talk about from Chasing Brighter perspective, about going on that discovery of yourself and that journey of finding joy, creativity plays a really big part of that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today in this episode, the art of self-expression, embracing your creativity as a form of personal growth.
Yeah, let's dive in.
Creativity is more than just art. And I think that's where when we talk about creativity, I don't know about you, Jess, but I think that's where a lot of people might feel intimidated because it's like, I'm not an artist. And how can I be creative? And really it's about expressing yourself. Personal growth is a way of developing new skills and mindsets to benefit your life and increase your overall well-being. And self-expression through art can help us women process emotions, understand ourselves, and really improve our overall well-being. From me being a person who struggles with anxiety and stress, creativity is definitely something that helps me reduce those two items. It really helps me keep my mind off of things in a way that I can come back to something that's bothering me and have a different perspective.
What are some things that you've enjoyed doing creatively?
Yeah. So there were some areas that we talked through that are ways of examples of creativity. And I think this is something where depending on how you look at things and what you're doing, there's different formats. So I think for me, creativity comes as simple as whether it's using my Cricut and making crafts, making cards. I like to make individual cards, or even just a sewing project is sometimes another way for me to keep my mind off things. How about you, Jess?
You've been sewing a long time.
Yes,
I have. Do you sew like patterns or anything?
Yeah, I do probably once a year. It gets to be a little unwieldy. I was talking to my husband about it because sewing, I feel, is something where you have to have the space for all the things. And I don't have a dedicated sewing space. So when I do it, I bring it all out. And it tends to take over my space while I'm doing it. Don't do it as often as
I'd like. What are some things you
sew?
I remember last thing I sewed would have been masks early 2020.
I made a skirt for myself. I like even just repairing or modifying things for the kids. That's usually an easy go-to for me. And what else have I done? Making pillows. That's always an easy go-to.
Yeah. I can sew a straight line. I can sew a rectangle and a square. I used to hem my pants, but I've broken so many needles. So I'm not, like I said, I could sew a mask to help my family stay alive. That's my base.
Yeah. Creativity is about enhancing problem solving skills and trying things and also just trying new things. So even from a sewing perspective, although I have sewn for a long time, I actually took a sewing class a while back, which was really fun. And I think that's another thing in terms of, I think for many of us women who are balancing a lot of things, it's really carving out time to, you know, making time for creativity and helping us use that part of our brain.
I think one of the things that you had on there, like you put crafting and DIY together. And I think a lot of people may say, oh, I'm not really crafty. I'm not really good at that. Like our friend Teresa, but she has been really diving into DIY. And so to really recognize that is a creative outlet, yeah. Like she's been so motivated. She's been doing so much renovation on a second home that she has me motivated that we want to try some projects in our house. But just to think creativity doesn't necessarily just mean like crafting. or sewing, but it can be things in that realm, like in the decor realm and the DIY home realm, which I think is cool.
Yeah, even like gardening. Like I think about creativity, spring is here. And just as you do gardening, you're trying to figure out like maybe what plants you want to get, how you want your spring look or bouquet or whatever you might be doing. That's definitely a form of creativity. Cooking. Many of us, I don't know how often you have to use creativity in cooking because you don't have all the ingredients that you thought you did. Yeah. And so I don't know about anybody else, but I would say 90% of the time I cook, I'm Googling if I can substitute X for Y.
If you find yourself doing that a lot, and I know that we all have phones and Googles, but one of the best gifts that a friend gave me about 20 years ago, there is a book called The Food Substitution Bible.
Oh.
And she got it for me because she thought it was funny.
My Sarah coming got up, it Jess. For me.
Sarah got it for me. And so I used to bake. And I would be like, let's make cookies. And I didn't have eggs. I'm like, what's like eggs? Yogurt. It works out for me. I know some people think baking has to be exact, but not in my book.
Brian doesn't eat eggs and it ruins any idea of baking. And some things I do with eggs anyway, but I actually found a recipe for eggless chocolate chip cookies that's really good. And it uses water. It's 5 ingredients. It's insane. They're really good. You have to eat them within the first 2 days. Otherwise they turn hard as a rock.
Yeah.
But they're really good for a while.
I like the cooking baking. I'm a super crafty person. I think you're super crafty, but anyways, always have been. I go through spurts when I am not engaging in forms of creativity. I don't think I'm in a good space. I think that's a way to know I'm not caring for myself, but I go through hobbies. I love making bracelets, bead bracelets. I will even go back to friendship bracelets. And you can see, like you talked about, when creativity is a way that it activates a part of our brain that processes emotions, I can see like a mindfulness there, right? So when I was doing like old school friendship bracelets with the string, right? You're like counting like loops. Did you ever make those, right? You're counting.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like one, two. So you're just sitting there counting. Like it's very mindful, which I could see could be very calming to help with stress, anxiety, depression, which I know research supports. Also, I talked about this before, but the diamond painting, did you ever look up diamond painting? I sent you my diamond painting thing. But if you don't know what diamond painting is.
Oh, I know all about it, Jess.
It's like a color by number. Right. For like our listeners, it's like a color by number. And you basically,
it's like these little teeny
tiny, what would you say? What is
gems
that? When you like stone rhinestones, right?
Yeah. Or, rhinestones. That's a good, yeah.
When you like cover things,
it's like a mosaic.
And so you have a little thing and you like have a little tool and you just sit there and you're like putting the number fours down or the R's or whatever. My issue with that and why I gave up is you talk about like your sewing situation. Did you ever do diamond painting?
No,
okay.
I have not.
So you have a little beads and they're like little tiny and then you pour them out and then you have a little bag you opened. And then what do you do with the rest of the beads? What I do is set them on a shelf and then have them knocked over and then beads are poured all over the floor. So I remember you can find little tiny ones at Dollar Tree. I used to give them to clients, like little tiny kits to my clients. And one of my clients was like, oh, I need to get a tray. I need to get all this stuff. I'm like, you don't need to get all that stuff. And then I realized, oh, okay. Being able to have them all sorted and organized is something that I could see, but it was very mindful. Like I'm not a person that's a perfectionist or would get upset with not finishing it. So if you just sat it around and every once in a while pulled it out and did it anyways, that's very mindful. Perler beads, beading. Like I also have a Cricut. I love doing vinyl shirts. Anyway, a lot of that stuff can be also a mindful pursuit.
And yeah. So I think that's good because the other one, which I think maybe falls under the also DIY, is puzzling. And yes. I definitely do puzzling around the holidays. I always try to do a Christmas puzzle. Mm-hmm. And then every once in a while, I will pull it out. But I think it is it's a creative outlet in a lot of ways too, because you are creating something, right?
Yes. And what I also think that is such a great example of how it can help us benefit our sense of self and our self-esteem, because in a puzzle, it's a mindful approach, right? You're like seeing the puzzles, you're just focused on that. You're not worried about yesterday or tomorrow. But then when you're done, you have this sense of achievement, which helps build like your sense of self. So when you do complete projects, if you're doing creativity as a project, that can feel really good. Another kind of area that we've talked about is music and movement, music and dance. I wouldn't say I move, maybe when I'm being silly to my kids, but I have different, we use Spotify as a family, and I have all different playlists. And so I will have a playlist based on what mood I need to be in, or I feel like music really lifts my mood. I'm not like a melancholic music person. I'm like a happy music person. So music definitely boosts my mood.
Yeah, no, I love music and I like specific genres, but I always like there are things that I like by myself. There are things that Brian and I like. There are things that we like with the kids that we listen to on the radio. And I also love live music. I don't go to a lot of concerts because I don't A, have time, and B, it can be expensive, or it's just hard to squeeze them into my schedule. I love that stuff. Just seeing in from a music and dance perspective, even just observing and watching other people dance. Here in Chicago, we have a big Irish population. So around St. Patrick's Day, there were a lot of Irish, like the river dance.
Yeah.
Dancing Irish dancers or whatever, which is so cool and so awesome. And it's just neat to see I appreciate other people and their own artistic abilities.
When I hear you, so when I first heard you say that you like live music, I jumped to concerts too. But then something that came to me, obviously you do, but do you have restaurants that you like to go to that does live music certain days of the week? Because that would be great for you. Maybe that would fill your cup.
Yeah, there are a couple restaurants. Yeah, there are a couple restaurants that do that. Yes. Yeah, exactly. There
is. We were going to Hank's a lot. So Hank's here in Las Vegas is in the Green Valley, a local casino. It's a steakhouse. And they have a piano. And I lost the business card, but I'm trying to think if this was like before COVID, whatever. But they have seats around the piano. And there was a woman who was so incredible. And she brought in her rhinestone mic and just was amazing. And so we would go in because Hank's is expensive. Their happy hour is incredible, right? So you can get like really great prices and get really yummy food. So we were sitting around the bar and it's like hard to get in the happy hour. And I asked the server, how do you get like in the piano or whatever? And she was like, here's my card. Call me. Yes. The hostesses have cards. And she goes, here's my card. Call me when you want to get in and I can hook you up with a seat around the piano. And so anyways, but then I'm sure COVID happened. I lost the card, but that would be so fun just to sit around.
Yeah.
And there, I remember at Kansas City is known for its jazz. There was some certain restaurants we'd go to, but that's inspiring me to maybe just, and for the rest of us, maybe try to find a bar with live music or a restaurant that you like. And that would be a way to get that in there without T-Mobile's here. And the concerts have gotten ridiculous, right? It's like at least $150 for one person. So sometimes concerts aren't as accessible as they used to be.
No.
But that would be a great way to listen to live music. So I'm going to challenge us. Kelly and I are going to, I believe we agreed to this, right? We're going to be trying to pursue some creativity and passions during the month of May. And so I'm challenging us to try to listen to live music.
I think that's a good one. That's definitely a good one. And my challenge is I really want to try to do something in the visual arts space. So I've never taken an oil painting class, even the sip and paint things.
Oh, you haven't
I've never
done that.
Done that. I've always wanted to take a pottery class. So I'm going to look around to see what I can do to lean into the visual art space. We went to the Museum of Contemporary Art. I might go like back in February-ish, maybe with the kid. I took the kids, but there are a ton of art galleries around. And that's another thing where a lot of the local ones, it doesn't take much time or effort, and it does start to fuel creativity. And you learn to, again, appreciate other people's craft. And I think when it comes to us leaning into creativity, sometimes it's like looking and seeing what other people are doing to feel a bit inspired and to help us feel like if we are leaning into something, that's something we want to do. Somebody told me to be creative like many years ago, I would have been like overwhelmed with what that meant. And I would just not sure how to do that, where it's like, how do I know if I'm creative or if I can lean into things? Cause I think people are afraid of doing that sometimes. And part of this is like leaning into that, go to an art gallery, see if that's something cool. Seeing that's, hey, I would like to try that, right? Trying different things out and trying them on, seeing if that's something that fills your cup.
Yeah. And we're talking about it. If you think about it through the lens of personal growth, right? It's just a way of developing a new skill or seeing things in a different way. And
yes,
I think that I'm going to call this the visual arts, right? So we've talked about kind of two areas we've talked about, or three actually. So we've talked about crafting, DIY, music, dance, movement, visual arts. So I'm going to add these into visual arts. So this is what I'm working on, Kelly. I think you're going to be very jealous. I reached out to a local coffee shop here, Evergreen Coffee, and I am in the works of talking of having a personal lesson on latte art.
That's awesome. Oh, cool.
So the owner got back to me, and Kelly, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I want to do latte art. So I would love you and I talk about wanting to be baristas. And he got back to me, and this is so over my head, right? Because I'm like, I want to make some latte art. And the owner, they were like, oh, okay, that would be so great. Like, we can customize a session for you. Other topics could be espresso / coffee tasting, fine tuning your espresso making techniques, and different brewing methods, i.e. pour overs versus French press and making cold brew. And I was like, oh, so many options there. But I'm going to say that's the visual art, the latte art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also something we have here, but it's expensive. But there is a place here where you bring your sneakers. There's two options. Anyway, they recommend like a white, like a Nike Air Force, right? Or white Converse. And they have all of the things there to customize your own sneakers. So I was looking at that, but I had seen that they have leather and all kinds of stuff where you can customize. They have a whole thing to customize your own Jordans. But that class is like $300. So anyway, but I think sometimes when we think, like you were saying, oh, it's painting, drawing, and sculpture. That's a visual art, and that's overwhelming, and that's highbrow, and I don't have access to that. It's actually, there are all kinds of things, like you even said, the painting and wine parties, or there are a lot of other different things that you could get into locally that you could find that I think would be really fun with some girlfriends.
Yes.
Yeah. Another get into.
Yeah. I think that is a great thing to add, is just making this a task for a date night, doing something together. There's a couple art studios in our neighborhood that offer weeknight or Friday night classes, even like pasta making or things like that. Those are fun, creative ways to, again, I think part of one of the sayings I've heard repeatedly in the last week, just on some conferences I've been to, and even just like calls for work, is getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And I think part of creativity is getting a little uncomfortable and trying new things, and you might be surprised that you end up enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think one of the final little areas that we recommend to get into creatively is writing.
Yeah. I think this is about, again, exploring what kind of creative outlets you want to pursue. And writing is definitely a way of being creative, whether you want to even take a fiction. I've always thought about taking a creative writing class. Have you ever, I know you were like technically a writing major in college, but have you ever taken like a creative writing class?
I don't believe so.
I think that's cool. Or poetry, right? Writing some poetry. Journaling is another way of, as a creative outlet, just expressing
yourself.
I think
I wrote poetry in high school. You're accessing parts of my brain, Kelly.
Yes.
We're dormant.
Yeah, this is the part. This is like all about us going on these journeys, right? It's like exploring different areas that we
forgot
about. I think
even reading poetry. I bought a poetry book because it was pretty. I think I read a few poems, but like even, just like exposing yourself to creative writing, right?
Exactly.
And journaling is incredibly accessible, right? And we always tout the benefits of that.
And we also write on our blog, which is a great creative outlet
we're writing.
For us.
And I think too, one of the things I know we've talked about on the podcast before, but I really love digital design. And that is something I've enjoyed on this endeavor of finding programs like Canva and different things like that, and finding different ways that we can be creative and design in the workspace.
Yeah, I think that's a good point I forgot to bring up in terms of like visual art stuff, Jess, is because maybe you're making flyers for school.
Yeah.
And you enjoy that because you can use your creative talents to do that.
Yes, let me tell you something I always loved doing in all of my jobs was I would get Microsoft Publisher. Anybody who remembers Microsoft Publisher?
It's still around.
I would request it and have it. I know, but it's not. At the time,
it's not the tool.
At the time, it had clip art and stuff that just wasn't accessible, right? You just didn't have Google and stuff like that. So it was a way to get access to clip art. And so at any job I started, I would be like, oh, I need to approve the purchase of Microsoft Publisher. And I was the flyer queen. I was making up flyers. And I always had said, maybe your job is not fulfilling you, but there are ways that you can be fulfilled creatively. And so I always found little ways to be creative a lot in jobs that didn't allow me to be so creative.
I love that. That's a great view too.
Yeah. And I think as we summarize today, what we want to do today is just spark your interest in exploring your creative side, because there are so many benefits to it. And it's a new way to discover yourself and to grow.
Yes. So lean into your creativity this month.
Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I, read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.